The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. US podcast listeners are more diverse than the US population, says data from Nielsen shared by WARC today. 1 million ads have signed up to Google's Display and Video 360. The access will allow more audio inventory for the company, which produces dynamic audio ads. Meghan and Harry's Spotify podcast cost the company $25 million, according to the UK press. An interviewee is taking Spotify to court for, she says, manipulating her interview to paint her in a bad light. Son of a Hitman from Spotify Studios features excerpts from an interview and casts doubt on her judgment. Africa Podfest's February the 12th event is available in full on their YouTube page, and the team have posted an overview of their event this year. Evergreen Podcasts have launched a sports channel with a number of different podcasts in it. Twitter Spaces appears to be slowly rolling out to users. Our PodNews account on an Android phone can see and take part in Spaces discussions. We took part in two over the weekend. And Tom Webster's newsletter this week focuses on hard data versus real data, examining the Edison Research podcast consumer ranker and the surprising appearance of Serial as the 13th biggest podcast by total audience in 2020. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. Is your podcast host IPv6 compatible? Some mobile networks, especially in places like India, are requiring all connections to work in future using IPv6 only. PodNews is, but many podcast hosts aren't yet. We've added an IP version 6 checker in our podcast pages now that the IAB have an agreed plan for IAB version 6 measurement. Apple's API is currently not returning episode data, breaking our episode pages, but also breaking other tools that link directly to shows. They use episode IDs assigned by Apple rather than using the UID in the RSS feed. The Podlove Publisher plugin now supports the transcript and person tags from the new podcast namespace. The Anytime podcast player available for Android has support for podcast index search, chapters, and funding links in it too. And RSS user agents for Podmust, Sonnet, and Verb have been added to the RSS user agents list in GitHub. And in podcast news, the exploration of modern life and how to survive it, Reply All, has been put on pause following the allegations of toxic behaviour from some staff members. And Buzzsprout has published a technical post-mortem of their denial of service attack last week. Their podcast, Buzzcast, also goes into the incident. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.